Do I want to act obeying God, or do I want to do what I like?
Thank you, sir. Let's put our hands together again for that information. So we take another question, and this one will go to Pastor K. Yeah. So said, my partner and I don't talk to each other that much because of job and children. Talking about communication breakdown, the question asked to them was, how much do you communicate? But came back that we really wanted to, but the job, the children raising kids would not let us. So how do we resolve it so we can better improve?
Well, that is a common thing today, because men and women, the husband and wife, are working. And so I happen to know someone that's going through that particular thing now, and the child is suffering. The children suffer many times if there's no coming together. So to make it better, I would just say they have to seek God and maybe not leave their job, but find another job that would bring them closer together so that they can, you know, talk and communicate, because it will put some, at some point, as evident because the questions, there's some pressure on the relationship. And we're talking about relationship, but what, since they're in it, they're going to have to make it work. Writing something loving on the mirror, leaving it on the mirror. That's pretty good right there. Doing something that's going to help. It's just going to take some work. And as far as the question is that they're not talking because of the job and the children, right? Well, the children are going to see some inconsistencies, but yet they need to see more consistencies. You can be consistent even though it seems like it's challenging. There can be some consistency. The children need to see a level of consistency so that they feel safe. When children don't feel safe, they're going to begin to act out their insecurities. So to help the parents be a bit more loving, they're going to have to not just focus on the children and on the job, but on themselves and making little quirks, little things along the way to help communicate. Flowers. Everybody don't like flowers. Women may not like, every woman doesn't like flowers. Every man doesn't like a back massage or whatever it is. But to get them talking, I know we talk a lot through text messaging now. They can do something to make that communication positive. So talking isn't always, I love what Pastor said, isn't always verbal. So there has to be something to initiate that and could keep it fresh, if that makes sense.
Thank you, ma'am. Did you want to add something, Bishop?
If I could add something, yeah, to that. If you say we're not communicating the job and the children and so forth, have you ever thought about what if God took your job and your children away from you? I mean, let's put it in perspective. You know, we say, a lot of times people say, God bless me with this job, or God bless me with these children. And now I'm taking what God has blessed me with and I'm going to turn it into a curse. The devil is a liar. Amen. Okay? God gave you those children. God gave you those jobs. Now we have to understand that being in a relationship, it requires work, W-O-R-K. And it's not something that's just going to happen just because we want it to happen. I have to work on it. Just like you have to work on your own soul salvation with fear and trembling, you have to work on your relationship. Can I say one last other thing about that? When we understand, as men, I always think about when we want to fix something, because men, we're fixers. We just want the noise to go away.
Yeah.
Amen? Okay. But we always have to go back to the original of how God created us. In Genesis chapter 1, God created us a spirit being, so you couldn't see me at first, because he created man in his own image. Chapter 2, he created the body of man because he formed him from the dust of the ground, and then he breathed into him the breath of life, and then man became a living soul. Very, very interesting. After he created the body, then he put him in a garden to work. So a man should work before he has a wife. Everybody with me on that one?
Yes, sir.
So much in the communication area a lot of times is we'll get together because she's fine and he's handsome, but we don't understand if that man does not have work, and I'm not talking about a job. I'm talking about work to become what God has created him to be. Then ladies, you're going to have a hard time because he's going to be frustrated and he's going to spend time doing other things other than being focused on what God has called him to be. As Pastor said a few minutes ago about how God has created the woman and she's supposed to submit to the wife, sometimes it can be hard to the husband. Sometimes it can be hard to submit to a man who don't know where he's going. So men, what we have to do is go back to the original, which is the creator, and find out